AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and as we approach the 9:30 mark, it is time for a one-on-one session with Edith Francis from Green Country Village, our final one for 2017. Good morning, Edith. How's it going today?
Good morning, Charlie.
Well, it's a good day.
It is. It's very good. Yeah. We finally getting a taste of winter with some of the cooler temperatures of the morning. But
well, if you like this taste, I'll give you a better one tomorrow.
Supposed to be colder.
Temperature for tomorrow night, we have an overnight low tonight of 21, according to the forecast. Mm. They're going to reverse that, make it an overnight low of 12 on Thursday night. So get an extra blanket out for some of your residents.
Well, I will do that. Yes, Charlie. I will be retiring here close to the first year. I'm planning on coming back just a day or two to get some year-end reports, completed.
And then you're moving into Green Country Village the next day, right? No.
And still going to be there through our big annual Christmas celebrations for our residents and the community, and I might go ahead and announce those. We're having our assisted living and our celebration in memory care on Saturday, December 16th, from 2 to 3:30. Mm-hmm. And we decided to do this on the weekends to where more family members can come, because we have some that live out of state, and so we're trying to accommodate those families, and we had a large attendance last year, and we're planning on having another one this year. And our annual Christmas celebration for independent living will be on Sunday afternoon, December 17th, and the times will be the same, from 2 to 3:30. And if you, some of the community people out there, if you know people that live at Green Country and would like to attend, just call, the Green Country number at 918-335-2086. And we do have a RSVP sheet there at the front desk.
Okay. Sounds like a really good deal. And when Green Country throws a party, you throw a party.
There's lots of goodies. David does a wonderful job there, and there's several tables of, finger foods, and it's always a good event, just a good fellowship with all the residents and their families.
Sounds like a great deal, and certainly I'm sure all the residents and their families and friends and anybody else they can invite will show up, and salute the season. Have a good time.
Yes, we sent those invitations out, I think, right around November 30th, so mm-hmm. they'd have plenty of time to put them down on their calendar.
What else are we going to go? Any particular special music or special events?
We do. We have some entertainment in each area, mm-hmm. In the assisted living, and we have a person that's coming that has one singer with him, and then we also have one in our memory care area, and then on Sunday we've even got somebody different there for that one. So we've got it all planned, and I think it's going to be a good program.
Probably not as many church choirs caroling as maybe there were 10, 12, 15, 20 years ago, but you still, I'm sure, get some visits from area musical organizations, just, singing choirs along, carols along the hallway.
Well, and we still have some of the schools that like to come, and so they're going to be coming and singing there on the activity program.
That'll be wonderful. So that's a opportunity for the residents, depending on which facility you're talking about, Saturday or Sunday, but it's a good mm-hmm. time.
It will be.
What else is going on in Green Country?
We have been decorating. Some of you, if you've drove around Green Country, we've added mm-hmm. More outside lighting to Green Country this year. There's some nice lighted trees around our lake area, so if you haven't got out at night, well, drive by and see, because some of our directors have worked very hard at getting all that in place, and it looks good.
It does look
inside
good.
And outside.
I was by there Monday night, I think it was, and just noticing that it was brighter.
One of the residents stopped by my office yesterday at she was telling us how much she enjoyed those decorations. And I think that's one of the great things, that they can enjoy them. They can, you know, bring their friends in and see all the beautiful trees and everything, but they don't have to, you know, put them up and take them down like we do at home.
That's right. But at least nobody's climbing up on the roof and getting those lights strung along the roof line or anything like that, or even those inflatable Snoopies or anything like that. They don't have to do that.
That's right. I think they're about finished with everything now, and so, you know, we felt good about getting that done, you know, the first week of December.
That's the nice thing about Green Country Village. You don't have to worry about mowing the lawn or shoveling the snow or anything else. That is a service that's taken care of for you. You are safe and secure all year long.
And they have the time to do what they want to do.
Yeah, and that's important.
And spend that time enjoying it with somebody else.
And not having to worry about mowing the lawn. Now, some of them do, I think, try to plant a garden and that sort of thing, but that's because they want to.
Yes. Sometimes there are a plant or two on the patio areas.
Yeah.
Things that the residents, you know, like to do in the summer.
Yeah, but other than that, they can enjoy life and come and go or stay as they please.
They have the housekeeping in assisted living that comes in there, you know, weekly. In the independent living, it's bi-weekly. Meals provided, you know, in a restaurant style dining.
Mm-hmm.
The food is very, very good there at Green Country.
It is. I've had the opportunity a few times to sample some of it, and sometimes your chef will change up the menu and really mm-hmm. do things up in a nice way. And sometimes it's a little bit more, I'm not sure I want to use the casual, but just you know, down home family. It's good.
Yes, and we do have a resident meeting, you know, for the dining area, that the residents can give their input.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, they can share recipes and different things. So David does put a lot into that program.
And that's something, you've got a great relationship with your residents. There's through a resident council and some other feedback that you get, either formal or informal, when they're walking by Edith's office and say, hey, Edith, have you thought about this or that?
That is true. We do pay a lot of attention to what the residents want, because, you know, they're the ones that are paying the employees' salaries.
Yeah.
So I think they should have a lot of input.
And then because you are a nonprofit organization, you've got a board of directors there that is trying to give guidance and set policy and that sort of thing, too.
Yes, we do. And we have a very active board.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's about 14 on that board, and they're all local people. Some of them have been in businesses, so, you know, some of that helps. And they are very active.
I can see, first guess that tours might fall off a little bit in the wintertime. On the other hand, I think it's a perfect time to do some shopping for future plans on where you might want to settle down and live once you decide you don't want to take care of that big house anymore.
Yes, if they will call us, we will be glad to give them a tour in December. It has, you know, slowed off just a little with all the holidays coming up, but we have time for people to come in and take those tours.
You still have that big Christmas tree you put up every year?
We do. Yes, it starts out on the second floor, and we tie it off on the third floor,
mm-hmm.
and we do still have that big Christmas tree in our living room.
Who gets to put the star on top of that thing?
Well, sometimes I think it takes more than one person
okay.
to put that up. But
I didn't think it was somebody's grandson grandson climbing the tree. But
we don't contract that out. I mean, you know, it is done, you know, with, you know, some of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the little poles that we hook the hooks and the bulbs to, and hand it up there on the end of a pole to the top of the tree.
It could be a nice unplanned tourist show for the residents that particular day.
Every once in a while, you know, one of them, you know, may fall, you know, while we're doing that. And, you know, luckily nobody's been underneath.
That's a good thing. Residents do have fun, though.
We do. We do have fun there at Green Country, and the residents have fun with us.
Yeah. I know you continue to give tours and talk to people about their future needs, whether it's an immediate move in or just, you know, I might move in the summertime, but what do you got? What does it look like? And what's the process like? Because you're there to answer people's questions.
Well, and it's best for people to, you know, come and kind of have that plan in place before there is a catastrophe. A lot of people wait until something happens, and then, you know, sometimes their children are moving them in, you know, when they're in rehab or mm-hmm. whatever, and it's just a better deal for the residents if they come in at their choosing on their time, but be involved with it.
You have basically three levels, the independent living, assisted living, and memory care, and you cater yes. to the needs of each resident.
They all have, you know, individual needs, and our staff is trained, especially, you know, with our assisted living and our memory care. And mm-hmm. our memory care is a secured area. Mm-hmm. Our occupancy there, you know, has been quite well, really, over the last couple of years. We do have openings in our assisted living and our independent living that we would like to have a few more there. And if, you know, somebody needs that memory care, we can, you know, put them on a waiting list mm-hmm. and get them in as soon as we possibly can. I think right now we have one opening. It's a semi-private for a guy.
And I know sometimes that waiting list, just like any other waiting list, you're talking about how quickly someone creates that vacancy, so you could be on the waiting list for days, weeks, or months.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, sometimes we can't put a timeline on it, but you know, sometimes with the health and the you know, age of the residents comes into play there.
It sure does. Assisted living, I think that's a great service because you're there to help people with a couple of the daily tasks of living, but they're still, you know, their own individual. So
that's right. They come and go as they please, mm-hmm. you know, just like our independent living residents do. You know, I feel like that one benefit over somebody being there, one of the residents being there at our assisted living over some of the home health is that sometimes, you know, things happen, you know, when it's not covered in those hours that the home health is there. And our nurses are there 24/7.
And it's listed literally a buzzer call away. It's really
yes.
nice. Yeah.
They do have the lifeline buttons, and it goes directly to the pagers that the nurses wear. But, of course, those nurses are going to be seeing them, you know,
oh, yeah.
During the, you know, hours also.
And I think that gives family members a feeling of security that, you know, first of all, it's secure. There's somebody monitoring the front door and that sort of thing. You've got people there that are, if it's assisted living, you've got somebody monitoring that button. And mm-hmm. if it's independent living or somebody is just there in the hallway walking, you know, just keeping an eye mm-hmm. on if needed, somebody's there.
Well, and even in our independent living, you know, there is somebody there, you know, 24/7 at that mm-hmm. front desk.
Yeah.
You know, we are covered, you know, even if it's 2:00 in the morning, they still get that help that they need.
Absolutely. Edith, if somebody would like to take a tour, you're a phone call away.
We are. It's 918-335-2086. And I believe Hillary Smith is going to be moving in the marketing office and taking over that role. And she has been there at Green Country for a while.
How long have you been there?
Well, 15 years. It was 15 in July.
Yeah, it's been a lot of faces changed over that time.
Done quite a few different, you know, positions, you know, since I've been there. But I think I've been there in the marketing, I don't know, 8 to 10 of those at least. You know, it's been a while.
Well, you must have, you were 17 when you started, but that's a...
I tell you what, you know, my executive director, you know, has been teasing me and said that my husband is not going to get to sleep as late as what he has been. you know, because I'm sure there's plenty of things that needs done at home.
I'm not even going to get in that conversation. If somebody would like a tour, the best thing is to pick up the phone and get on Edith's schedule.
Give me a call. And also, there is a lot of information on our web page also, and that is www.greencountryvillage.com.
Well, Edith Francis, thank you so much for coming in and updating the community on what's going on and the opportunities they have at Green Country Village. And at least for the rest of 2017, continue the good work. Thank
you so much. Green Country Village is a beautiful, wonderful place filled with a lot of good people. And that's the way I'm going to end this broadcast today.
Thank you much. That's Edith Francis with us this morning on a community, on one-on-one session on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. We've got a conversation with Wade Daniel coming up in just a moment.